Rio Tinto has announced that it's going to streamline its aluminium business globally in order to focus on what it considers to be its top-tier assets. And unfortunately, Lymouth isn't considered to be in that top tier, and therefore the plant faces either sale or closure, but no decision has been taken yet as to which of those two options will be pursued. Lymouth's already a high-cost operation. It faces increasing costs of compliance with environmental legislation, especially from 2013 when new European legislation comes into force. So it's already a high-cost operation facing increasing costs, and therefore it just doesn't fit with Rio Tinto's desired portfolio of business going forward. We've informed the staff. We've spent most of yesterday and today getting around all of the different shifts right across the plant to inform all of our workforce about what's happening. Obviously, there's a great deal of concern, but we'll continue to keep the workforce informed as this process develops. There is an interested party in the power station, and we're hopeful of being able to complete a sale process for the power station. As of yet, there is no such interest in the aluminium smelter, and therefore, if we can't find a buyer for that plant, then unfortunately it will face closure in due course. No final decision has been taken on the future of the plant. Rio Tinto won't retain the plant in the long term, so therefore it does face either sale or closure. Our desired option, of course, is sale, and we're continuing to work towards achieving that. But if we can't find a buyer for the plant, then it would have to face closure as an alternative.